Amy Edwards, how does a young lady from Beers Cove Harbor Grace end up at Fashion Design School in Toronto?
Well, it's a long time ago. I don't even remember. I love to sew. I sewed with my great aunt a lot and my nan growing up. And, well, you know, you get those questions when you're in high school. And I went to Carbonaire Collegiate and graduated in 97. And you got to decide what you're going to do when you grow up. And I applied to a college in Toronto, the International Academy of Design, and was accepted. And I, at 17, moved from Harbor Grace to downtown Toronto and went to the International Academy of Design, where in 1999 I graduated with honors from fashion design. But I did move home, and I was lucky enough to work within the fashion industry as soon as I moved home. And then in 2011, I was approached by Terry to design her show, Irving Berlin's White Christmas.
Did that parlay then into the Divas? Have you been involved with the Divas design for a number of years, or is this like the first time?
No, I have designed the costumes for Tada Event since 2011, so it would be all the Divas shows that happen in December, plus the show we do in March, which is different every year.
This year, they're doing proceeds and helping out the Pottle Center, which holds a special place in my heart. My wife worked there years ago, and one of my best friends in the world is the current administrator there, Leanne Cummings. She's from North River. You hadn't really known much about the Pottle Center before this, right?
No, I haven't. And speaking with you, and it's such a small world, and we're all from Harbor Grace area, it warms my heart to know that there's a place like the Pottle Center that people can go to and just leave their worries and their, you know, day-to-day struggles. I've dealt with depression and anxiety for 20 years, and if I didn't have support from my family and people close to me, my colleagues, Terry, everybody that I'm around, that they helped me get through. You know, everything falls in line that this year we decided to do the Divas collection, and it is being donated to something that so many people are connected to. Everybody goes through different things in their lives, and there's so many people that deal with depression and all types of illnesses. And to be able to design these clothes and donate the proceeds, it's an honor.
Would you say there's any one particular design that we'll see coming up this week during the Divas show that you were particularly proud of, or are they all like your babies in a sense and that they're your creations?
It's funny. There is one that's pretty special, and when I go to Terry's house, I always saw this picture in her house, and it's her mother. I didn't realize at first, but it's her engagement picture from like the 50s. I looked at it and I thought, so I should replicate that. So there is a dress that is inspired by that photo. All the garments are named after the Divas that are wearing them. So this one that's designed inspired by Terry's mother, her name is Nora, and Lynn Panting is wearing it. So it's called a Nora Lynn, and it's very 50s, very retro. Got a little piece of Nora and Lynn in there, so they're all just designed and inspired by the Divas that are wearing them.
Our Divas Do Christmas. Opening night is Thursday night. I know you like behind the scenes, but will we see you on stage at all?
Yes, I will be coming out after my collection. It'll be fun. It'll happen.
It'll be fun. You'll do it, I guess, through the whole run of the show as well, which starts on Thursday. Arts and Culture Center, of course, if you want to get tickets for the show and you want to see Amy's collection, you can be a part of that by going to artsandculturecenter.com and getting your tickets. Amy Edwards, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much.